With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. The Trump administration is clamping down on a visa program after the deadly attack at Brown University.
The Department of Homeland Security announced a pause in the processing of diversity lottery applications after the suspect in the Brown University shootings was linked to the visa program. The gunman, who died of a self-inflicted gunshot, was a Portuguese national who obtained permanent residence via the Diversity Visa Lottery Program. Halting the applications was presented as keeping Americans safe, but critics said the Trump administration is using the attack to achieve a broader goal of reducing legal immigration. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Lumbee Tribe of North Carolina achieved a goal more than a century in the making on Wednesday when it secured federal recognition as a tribal nation through the passage of a defense bill in Congress. Lumbee Tribe member Wendy Locklear says recognition is a life changer.
This means that I have a seat at the table now. I have been counted out before by those other tribes saying that I did not exist, but I exist. My ethnicity is real.
There's a vehicle recall at the Ford Motor Company.
Ford is recalling more than 270,000 electric and hybrid vehicles in the U.S. because of a parking function problem that could lead to them rolling away. The Detroit automaker says that the recall includes some 2022 to 2026 F-150 Lightnings, 2024 to 2026 Mustang Mach-Es, and 2025-2026 Mavericks. At issue is the integrated parking module, which may fail to lock into the park position when the driver shifts into park. Ford says it'll implement a park module software update for free. Keith Peters, Washington.
This is SRN News. Christianity is losing its grip on young people.
According to a new study by the Pew Research Center, 76% of people who are over 70 and were raised as believers still are today. But amongst those ages 18 to 24, only 41% who grew up in the faith say they are still Christians now. And all those young people who are leaving Christianity are generally not subscribing to some different faith. The Pew report indicates most who stop following Christ are now followers of no particular religion. Michael Harrington reporting.
Egypt and Iran, two Muslim nations where homosexuality is outlawed, say they will formally protest a World Cup soccer match in Seattle that will celebrate gay pride. Leaders in each nation's soccer federations will lodge a complaint with FIFA, the sport's governing body, and are threatening not to play in the match on June 26th at Seattle Stadium. This is SRN News. Correspondent Julie Walker reports Anthony Joshua knocks out Jake Paul in the sixth round to win the heavyweight fight.
Down goes Paul!
Jake Paul loses his heavyweight fight to Anthony Johnson in the sixth round of their Friday night bout in Miami.
I'm feeling good. That was fun. I love this sport. I gave it my all.
Two-time heavyweight champ Joshua displaying why he's one of boxing's elite punchers, dropping Paul more than once before delivering a right to the head in the sixth round to crush the YouTuber's upset dream.
He did amazing. He hits really hard, and I just did my personal best.
Paul also says his jaw was broken in the fight. Audio, courtesy Netflix and MVP. I'm Julie Walker.
A paraplegic engineer has become the first wheelchair user in space, blasting off with Blue Origin today. More details at srnnews.com.